coming up this weekend. It's the Music City Classic at Vanderbilt. There's this outstanding baseball program. We'll be hosting Kansas, Iowa, and Xavier in here for the Music City Classic, and they'll get things kicked off at home later on in the week when Evansville comes in. Now they hit the road to start things off out at the tournament out in Arizona, and they got a little taste of the two-time defending national champions right off the bat and took it to them. Their coach is Tim Corbin, and this will be the first of a regular feature that we do each week with Tim Corbin and getting an update on this baseball team. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Thomas?
I am fantastic, Coach. And I'll tell you what, you guys go out there, you get Oregon State right off the bat there, and they come in there with all their hardware, and you take them out 8-1, which is fantastic. But tell us what happened the next day.
Well, we got blitzed. I mean, you know, we probably didn't expect that going into to that particular game. We had beaten Arizona State last year, but we went through the first couple of innings 0-0, and then the next thing you know, the floor fell through a little bit. But you know, that does happen occasionally. It's not something you want to happen because that was much anticipated matchup. It was a great crowd. It was a beautiful day, and you know, the margin just expanded, and then we ended up pitching some guys who don't normally pitch, and it increased even more. But we bounced back the next day and won in the bottom of the ninth. So I appreciate the kids' resiliency in that way.
Yeah, talk a little bit about this team coming in now. You're ranked very highly, obviously. You're coming off of last year's outstanding season where you went into the tournament at the end of the year, ranked number one in the country, and I believe that you're right around three or so. And I know it's early for rankings and things like that, but everybody's looking at this with great expectation. Where are the big pluses and where are the holes?
Well, I don't think we're the number ranked three team in the country in no way. I don't even know if we're a top 20 team. I think when Mike Minor's on the mound, we're pretty good, but I think the pluses are, you know, the fact that we've got a chance to be a good offensive team. We weren't very good this weekend, but it's really relative. We faced some good pitching too, so the pitching can shut good hitting down. But I do think we have a chance to be a pretty good hitting team, and I do think we've got a chance to be a pretty good pitching team, but I don't think that'll take place right away because we've got so many young kids, and I think they're going to go through some ups and downs here for a little bit before we get adjusted. But as I said, you know, when Mike Minor's on the mound, I don't want to compare him to David Price, but he's very, very good, and he gives you a chance to win every time because he fills up the strike zone, throws a lot of strikes, keeps the umpires sharp, keeps us sharp, and we play well behind him. So we got a chance to be okay, but with Alvarez not in the lineup on Saturday and Sunday, it hurts a little bit, but still, all in all, we've got a lot of improvements to make.
Hey, Coach, it's Schaefer. Good to talk to you. When you talk about the pitching, I think that's where the midweek games this year, and especially starting off with the Music City Classic this weekend, is going to be important, finding out what kind of pitching depth you have and what positions you're going to be putting them in.
Yeah, especially with some of these kids who haven't been out there before. We got a good taste of a freshman yesterday in Chase Reed from Texas, who came in and just absolutely closed the door in Miami of Ohio. And, you know, we had an older kid who wasn't able to do that right off the bat, but he gave us a glimpse of maybe some things to come. And then kids like Russell Brewer and Drew Hayes and Taylor Hill, they have not been out there yet. I think they're going to be pretty good too. But I think what's going to happen, Jonathan, is the more we plug those guys in, the more innings they get, the more experience they get, I think you're going to see a difference in our pitching staff as well.
And, you know, Coach, a beautiful facility over there. We want to encourage people to go on out there. I know it's going to be a little bit cold midweek here, but it's supposed to warm up towards the weekend. And just a great opportunity to come out and take in some really good college baseball at a beautiful facility. I mean, you know, that's got to be something that's just so nice when you're bringing the kids in and so on and taking a look at Vandy and keeping this role going that you got, that, you know, it's such a nice downtown facility there right at the university.
Well, you know, we, in being around the country and seeing other people's venues, you go to Arizona State and they've had so much tradition. Then you go to Texas, they got so much tradition there. And then you go to the University of Miami at Florida, they've got so much tradition and won College World Series. Their ballparks aren't even close to what we have. So I'm saying we're very, very fortunate to have what we have. And we haven't done anything. I mean, we have hardly won, and we've got a nice facility. Now we've got to kind of earn it a little bit. So if we win some games, more people will come. It's nice because it's small, and I sometimes look at it as almost like the analogy would be Duke in basketball, where you get a smaller venue, but when it's filled up, it almost looks like you get 10,000 people in there, and it's a it's a tough place to play in for the opposition. So we'll like it a great deal.
And I think it's positioning in right in the middle of the university like that. I think on 25th, it's just got that atmosphere, you know, if you will, like a mini Fenway. You know, it's like right in the middle of town there, right in the, you know, and I like it. I like the setup. I think it's a beautiful place to go watch baseball. This weekend, you got it, the Music City Classic. Coach, we'll look forward to talking to you next week as well, and go get them.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.